Moscato.
His name is Jimmy Nevis, one of my favorite artists to come out of this side of the world. And the track's entitled Moscato. And I had to ask him what that was about, because I didn't know what Moscato was. You know, like, I'm not into wines, I'm sorry. And he said, no, Diggy, it's actually a wine. I'm like, oh, I didn't know. I didn't know, really.
Hot FM.
Cape Town's beat.
It's time for Muso Talk on In The Mix, brought to you by Sampra, Africa's leading needle time rights organization. Send your questions via voice note to 082-222-1049.
All right, on the line I've got Tiani Maluleke, who is the chief stakeholder officer at the South African Music Performance Rights Association, SAMPRA. And you already told us, Tiani, that you don't need, one doesn't need to pay a fee when applying for membership. Why a recording artist or a recording or record company owner should be a member of SAMPRA? Can you just go into that briefly?
Okay, I think maybe the most obvious reason why
a
recording artist or a record company should be a member of SAMPRA is because you get paid.
Simple as that.
Simple as that. Because, I mean, royalty income is one of the incomes that a performer or a record company can earn. So if you're not a member of SAMPRA, you're losing out on income that you could earn whenever your music is being played.
Okay.
So I think for me, I would think that would be motivation enough for a person to want to be a member. And like I said before, membership is free, so there's no cost to you as a recording artist or a record label owner
only
to be a member of SAMPRA.
Now, if you own a business and you play other people's music, do you then need to pay a membership fee?
That's correct.
Okay, because you are basically, the money comes from those people, because they are the ones, they are the end users, as it were.
Yes.
All right, I got
you. So, I mean, and for me, I mean, it makes business sense for businesses to use music. I guess that's why businesses use music. So imagine running a radio station and you didn't have any music.
It's impossible.
It's not possible. Or walking into a store, you know, like when they want to chase you out of a store when they're about to close?
Yeah.
What they do is they switch off the music.
That's true.
then it becomes a bit uncomfortable for you. So you do your shopping in a hurry and you get out of there. Businesses don't want you to, I mean, during normal working hours, they want you to stay longer so that you can buy
probably more than
what you need. So, I mean, music enhances any environment. It doesn't matter whether it's a restaurant, whether it's a broadcasting space, music enhances and creates an ambience. So the people that create that music should get compensated
for the use of their music to create the ambience you're talking about.
That's correct.
I got you. All right, I want to go to this voice note.
Hi, good day. My name is Joe Reed. I'm a manager of an artist called Q-Rock, one of the legends of Cape Town, South Africa. I just have a few questions for the panel of SAMPRA, especially those in the music industry. We've been working on music for a very long time. It's been released a couple of songs recently internationally, and Q-Rock has been performed and been working with international artists. My question is based on international royalties. How do they work out their royalties? I'm sure they're doing their thing differently in South Africa. In the past, Q-Rock has been receiving its royalties from international. But now recently, when he did three tracks for an international TV program and for a documentary, it's been now 3 years and we didn't receive anything from these companies. So how do we go ahead?
All right. Tiani, how would you advise that person?
Okay, so I'll deal with that. I'll answer that question two ways. So, I mean, as Sampra, we have bilateral agreements with other CMOs around the world. We've got bilaterals in Italy, Japan, Netherlands, Nigeria, Poland, Portugal, Russia, Spain, so the United Kingdom, Brazil, India. So we've got a number of bilateral agreements with CMOs around the world. So whenever our members' music is played in those countries, then those CMOs have an obligation to collect, just like we have an obligation to collect here for their members, they have an obligation to collect for our members, and then they'll send the money through to us, and then we'll pay our members.
Okay. So again, yes.
So I want to go to the second part.
Yes.
But like I said at the beginning, the music must be commercially released.
Okay.
So if it's music for documentaries, for example, it would not be, or music for documentaries or jingles, what we call production music, we would not cover that.
I got you.
Because that's not commercial music.
That actually makes a whole lot of sense. Because music for documentaries and jingles, it falls under library music. It's not commercial music, really. So I guess that that's why maybe the royalties wouldn't come from there if there was no deal that was set in.
So if it's commercial music, we do cover. But if it's production music, we don't cover that.
All right. Tiani Maluleke, Chief Stakeholder Officer for the South African Music Performance Rights Association. I think we should leave it there for this week. We'll catch up with you again next week.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tiani. All right. So that was Musa Talk for this week.
Sempra, Africa's leading needle time rights organization. No, not that needle time. It's the needle time that belongs to record labels and recording artists. Being a Sempra member ensures that you receive your royalties for your commercially released recorded music. And people of the land, you need a Sempra license to broadcast and play music in your businesses. So own the jam, share the jam, and get what you deserve for producing the jam. To learn why you need to become a member and how to get a license, visit sempra.org.za. Heart FM.